Scott and Erica Morning Show on WOMX-FM, HD1 Orlando, Mix 105.1.
Mix 105.1, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. It's Naked Eyes, and always something there to remind me. It's 7:54. Good morning. It's the Scott and Erica Show. And there's a whole lot of kissing going on here all of a sudden. Partly cloudy and higher on 93, and it's 70-something at Mix 105.1. 7:54. It's been a crazy morning already so far. And we're going to introduce this guy. He's been...
Long-time listener.
Yeah, long-time listener, long-time friend, and I don't know how many years this has been now. It's Clive from the UK.
Hey, good morning, Scott and Erica. It is so good to be back with you.
It's nice to have you. I mean,
and on an anniversary, too, the Queen was in power today. Today's the anniversary.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, her coronation, her original coronation.
Well, to answer your question, it was 1992 when I first turned up here and was welcomed into this, into the other studio.
Yeah. Right.
And we've been together 16 years on and off, Scott.
Absolutely. This is so cool to see you again.
And, of course, I was at that time, I was the Beatles road manager.
That was his ticket in.
I then progressed to being the Queen's bodyguard, but unfortunately I've been getting into all sorts of trouble over in the UK. The Queen got hold of a copy of the tape that you and I recorded 7 years ago when I told that story about Prince Charles and the Jaguar car and the corgi dog and the fairy godmother. And she demoted me to a lower rank. In fact, I ended up as the trainer of her racehorses. And one day we were at Newmarket because one of the Queen's horses was running, and the Duke of Edinburgh came to the paddock to inspect the horses, and he actually saw me giving the horse that was going to race a lump of sugar. And he said, "My man," he said, "I hope that there's nothing on there that's of a steroid nature or anything that's going to affect the performance of the racehorse." I said, "Right. Sir, of course not. We don't do things like that. But just to prove it, I'll give you a lump of sugar. I'll have a lump of sugar, and you'll know everything's okay." 10 minutes later, I was giving the trainer his instructions, and I said, "Now hold him back until three fences from the end, and then let him go. And don't worry, if anything passes you, it'll either be me or the Duke of Edinburgh."
See, these are stories that we have grown to appreciate over
my
the years.
My favorite line, though, is he had a nose like a blind cobbler's thumb. Yeah, that's always resonated with me.
That was a Clive classic.
I spoke to him recently. We're talking of Ringo Starr, of course.
Yes.
And the first occasion I came in to see you, it was actually Ringo's 52nd birthday. And you very kindly sent him a T-shirt and a plastic cup, if you remember.
Hey, we can't play favorites. That's what everyone gets.
Unfortunately, the T-shirt is long gone, but he tells me he still has the plastic cup.
Okay,
but he uses it now to keep his dentures in by the side of the bed.
Poor Ring. Well, Clive is also going to be helping us today because we have our Scott and Erica Radio Garage Sale going on, and Adam's going to be listing some more items that we have that you can get absolutely free. And then Clive will translate those items to the British folks that are listening this morning.
Right, and Clive hasn't gone through them yet, so I don't know if you want anything. You'll have to call in if you want.
Let me get first pick.
All right, so what do you have there, Adam?
Let's
talk to Jay first because Jay looks like he's ready to talk.
Want a quick update?
Yeah, what's been taken so far?
We have a few left of Third Watch Season 1. New Adventures of Old Christine DVDs are gone. I have one ER left. The Naomi Judd makeup is gone.
What else do you have?
Let's give a Perfect Strangers Season 1 and 2 on DVD. We have 9 of these.
That's Balky.
Balky, yeah.
That was probably taken from a British show, don't you think, Clive? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. You most are.
You tend to pinch most of what we do, yes.
Yeah. And then do it badly. Yeah. Except perhaps The Office. I only watch your version.
Mix it a 5.1, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today.
You're doing a Geico commercial?
Clive is here. He's very contagious in the Scott and Erica Breakfast Show. Good morning. Do they say good morning over there? Yeah, they say good morning. Yeah. 8:16, and...
No, they've never heard of that expression. It's amazing how that one never got back and forth.
I just gave away our big English secret.
Yeah.
You know who's on the phone? It's Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hello.
Hi, who did that song?
Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
How about that?
Of all these years.
Jay, you can take back what you said. Clive's here from the UK to certify that everything is on the up and up.
Yes.
Good morning, adjudicated general, present and director.
He is our radio garage sale authority, and he will be in charge of all transactions go through Clive today. So.
He's our PayPal.
That's right.
I'm going to be a busy boy.
Yeah. All right, Adam, what
in the city.
Items coming up in our Scott and Erica radio garage sale, all certified through Clive. It's 8:30, and we have a mixed morning update coming up next.
Paper towels, hybrid cars, corn syrup.
Most people don't realize just how many things are moved in CSX freight trains. So we made a list.
Rock salt, shoes, wheat, toothpaste.
It's got big things.
Bicycles, wood paneling, SUVs.
Little things.
Bandages, orange juice, steel rivets.
You might want to get comfortable. CSX trains move over a million tons of freight every day.
Fertilizer, corduroy jackets, cement.
Things your family uses every morning.
Locks, cereal, fuzzy towels, MP3 players.
And things that our community needs.
Tubs, water pipes, electric generators, lumber.
Are we almost at the end?
Not even close, my friend. Jogging shorts, mustard.
Maybe it would be easier if I just told you that if it's in your life, it's probably on our trains. Go to CSX.com to learn more. CSX. How tomorrow moves.
Best stuff still coming up. And also, we have Clive here from the UK, who's our, we haven't seen him in 7 years. He's been visiting the show for 16 years. And who's listening over there on the internet today?
I had a text this morning from my good pal Doug Jordan back in the UK. I was best man for his wedding about 16 years ago, and that was a hell of a day. So, Dougie and Jane, if you're listening, don't forget, there's no such thing as too much fun.
Yes. That's when they came
to see
us.
I wasn't here when it happened, but we can vouch for
it. No, but I heard about it. I heard it. Don't forget, they come from very close to where I live.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, to me, you could have said you were Duran Duran with a voice. It's, you know, I'm a dumb American. I'm like, oh, hey, that guy's from Europe. He must know Duran Duran.
But I have the perfect face for radio.
Glad I can see.
It is stressing me out.
You seem very tense right now.
I have 7 hairs left on my head and 4 just... 5 just fell out.
All right, we have one more item. We have one of Jay's hairs.
Yes, we have 5 of those.
Okay.
Autographed.
Autographed by Duran Duran.
I bet you nobody takes them, Adam.
Certified by Clive.
Absolutely.
He's glad he came to certify that gift. All right. Well, thank you very much, Adam. Excellent job.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
And Clive from the UK.
My pleasure as always, Scott.
It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
8:59 at Mix 105.1. Okay, we've been having a lot of fun here, but it's not fun on the beach line right now. Serious accident causing a lot of delays and tie-ups and also some other issues. Let's recap all those. Brought to you by the Bob Dance Wholesale Club at Bob Dance for Everybody Rides. And here's Jennifer James.
Scott, the beach line eastbound at 520 is the scene.